Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. If you think about it, Christmas really is an absurd time of year. We send cards to people that we don't bother contacting any other time of the year. We place a dead tree in the middle of our homes, and we hang decorations on it. We never eat turkey any other time of the year than Christmas lunch. And don't even get me started on the Brussels sprouts or the Christmas puddings. During the coldest and darkest times of the year, we go to more parties and do's than the rest of the year combined. We tell our children to beware of strangers, and then we practically force them to sit on the lap of a strange man dressed in red, and then take photos or videos of the whole ordeal. Many will spend exorbitant amounts of money on presents that, quite frankly, are neither needed or often not even wanted. But should the absurdity of Christmas surprise us? I suspect that it should not, especially if we understand the real meaning of Christmas. Talk about absurd! God loving a sinful and rebellious world so much that He would come to us, and come to us not as a king or a warrior or a superstar, but as a poor, helpless baby born in a manger. Not only in a manger, but in a manger in Bethlehem, that backwater town in Judah that almost no one had ever heard of. Bethlehem, the house of bread, being the birthplace for the one who claimed to be the bread of life? Really, come on, is that how God really operates? And to be, as the Apostles' Creed puts it, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, true God and true man? God in the flesh? God taking on flesh and blood and being cuddled by a young mother in the cold of a cattle stall. Now that is absurd. That this baby would grow up and lead a perfect and sinless life, only to be falsely accused by the religious and political leaders who sentenced him to death, death on a cross. Was this not an absurd waste of a perfectly good life? One who had healed the sick, comforted the mourning, given hope to the hopeless, and forgiven the sins of the sinful. This baby who promised so much was now dead. How absurd. But death and the grave could not hold this Jesus, the same Jesus who awoke in the arms of his mother Mary as an infant, awoke from death and physically confronted his disciples with the seemingly absurd good news that he was alive, living and active, still comforting, forgiving, healing, and saving all who would trust in Him. This same Jesus, whose birth was heralded by the angel Gabriel to Joseph with the words, "You shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins." God's absurd love for us is seen in Jesus Christ. For this baby is Emmanuel, God with us, God for us, God who saves us from our sin. While you are busy doing all the absurd things you do over the Christmas season, may I please encourage you to add one more absurd thing to your list. Go to church. Sounds crazy, I know, but it is there that you will hear and experience God's absurd love for you in Jesus Christ this Christmas. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, during this season of Christmas, our lives are often so hectic and crazy. But help us never to forget the meaning of this wonderful season. That Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, is God with us, God for us, God who saves us. And it's in His name we pray. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen. Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.